Coming up on November 15th are two workshops at Wolfridge Environmental Learning Center. They're part of the Science Institute for Educators series. Joining us now with more is Marty Kitson. She is an education specialist with the University of Minnesota Sea Grant. Welcome, Marty.
Good morning, Julie. Thanks for having me on the show. I'm excited to be here to tell folks all about the Science Institute for Educators.
Well, it's our pleasure. Thank you for joining us. Tell us who's partnering to make this happen and your role in this.
Well, Minnesota Sea Grant is partnering with three other organizations. We're partnering with the Great Lakes Aquarium, who really is the lead in this endeavor, along with Wolfridge Environmental Learning Center and the Minnesota DNR Minocqua Program. And the Science Institute for Educators workshop series is partially funded by Minnesota's Lake Superior Coastal Program, which is a funding agency here that focuses solely on Lake Superior and the coastal zone in which Lake Superior, well, a part of which Lake Superior is in.
What is the Science Institute for Educators?
The Science Institute for Educators is a workshop series, and so it's a neat deal because it's more than just one. There's actually six workshops that are being held, and the whole goal is to use these workshops to connect local teachers. And by teachers, I mean that rather broadly. You can be a formal educator. You can be a non-formal educator. We've had homeschool teachers come, so really anyone with an interest in teaching youth is welcome to attend these. But they can come in and they're connected with research that's being done in and around Lake Superior through a presentation. And these presentations are being given by scientists and other experts in the area. So this year's Science Institute really focuses on the process of science. And so we build off of the speaker's area of expertise to highlight different aspects of science. So for example, our first workshop, which is coming up on Friday, November 15th at Wolf Ridge, will address planning and design and that aspect of research. And our speaker is going to be E.J. Isaac, who is a biologist with the Grand Portage Band of Chippewa. And then our second workshop, which is going to be held on that same day at Wolf Ridge, November 15th, will focus on the tools that are used to collect the data. And our presenter for this workshop is going to be Bethany Bethke, who is a biologist with the Minnesota DNR.
Wonderful. It sounds like you have some great workshops. And you mentioned homeschool teachers, educators in our public school system. Are there other people that would be able to attend?
It's really open to those whose focus is educating other youth. And so if you're with a learning center, you know, we've had people from places like Hartley Nature Center join us. We've had retired teachers join us. We've had substitute teachers join us. We've had the homeschool crowd. So really anyone whose focus is educating and that they just want to get more information about locally relevant topics are welcome to attend. The other workshops will also be held at Wolf Ridge.
Okay.
And then there's the other portion of the series is also held at the Great Lakes Aquarium. And so we've intentionally brought the workshop series up to Wolf Ridge to really try to give access to this material for teachers that are up in the Grand Marais, Cook County, Lake County areas.
That's great. Is there a charge for these workshops?
No, the workshops are completely free. And so you just need to register. That's the one key piece, is we need to know that you're coming. So if you can register by going online or calling the Great Lakes Aquarium. And I have a phone number for that. It's 218-740-2027. Or if you don't have a pen and paper handy, you can just remember the Minnesota Sea Grant homepage has a link to the Science Institute for Educators. And so if you just Google Minnesota Sea Grant, you should be able to find that link. And then you can click your way through to get information on our speakers, also on past science institutes, and then also on how to register.
Okay, and people who attend five of the six workshops have the opportunity to join a scientist in the field. What does that mean?
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yes.
So we've worked really closely with the presenters to try to get them able to actually let some of the teachers shadow them with the work that they're doing. And so some of that is still pretty formative. All of the presenters have agreed to do this, but we don't know exactly what all of those pieces are going to look like yet. The one thing that I can say is that there is an opportunity to go aboard the research vessel, the Lake Guardian, and do some work on Lake Superior.
I think that would be a wonderful experience.
Yeah, me too. I'm really excited about it. we're really happy that we can offer this as part of the workshop series.
Yeah, that's great. We're speaking with Marty Kitson of the University of Minnesota Sea Grant about Real Stories in Research, the Lake Superior Edition. The first two workshops are at Wolfridge Environmental Center on Friday, November 15th. Marty, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Yeah, a couple of things. The workshop series will be held again at Wolfridge on February 7th, and that's a Friday, and then also on March 28th. So the three dates to keep in mind, they're all Fridays, are November 15th, February 7th, and March 28th. And the other thing that is important is that if money's a little bit tight for some of the educators or if time is a little bit tight, we do have some travel stipends available that you can apply for. And we've also got some money to cover substitute teachers if the workshop you're interested in falls during class time.
Good information. There's a link on the Sea Grant homepage for more information and registration. That's seagrant.umn.edu. Marty, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, Julie, thanks a lot for having me. I appreciate it.
Have a great day.